And Chris, I just want to thank you very much for spending the time doing this. And I know that the elite goalies that are out there across Canada, the United States, and Europe and so forth really appreciate drawing from knowledge of someone who's having such success that you are. Going back to the KHL this year, you're not behind a National Hockey League goaltender. You've taken over that number one job. What is your goal this year going back to the KHL?
Well, it's definitely higher than the season previous, even though, you know, I was fortunate enough to finish in the top five in the league in goaltenders as a rookie. My sights are set on number one. I want to be the goalie of the league. I want to become the goalie that when the opposing team is doing their scouting report, that, you know, the goaltending is going to be at the top of our priority as something that we need to focus on. And, you know, it's easy for me to set higher goals, but you know, I also don't want to look too far ahead. I want to be able to make sure that I get my team off to a good start. I want to look at my first 10 games of the season. I already know my schedule, and I know that I'm going to be up against some of the best teams in the league in the early part of the season. And I think that establishing that I'm going to be able to help my team and carry my team through that tough first bit of the season is going to speak volumes, and it's going to get you know, my team on my back and help them realize that I'm there for them. And you know, I set sort of goals in a staircase manner where I have, you know, maybe a relatively achievable goal, and then from there I move the bar up and up and up, and before you know it, you're three quarters of the way through the season. And let's say you started your save percentage goal at being over 90%. Well, now, you know, three quarters of the way through, 92% isn't even good enough for you. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it going up and up and up. And achieving your goal doesn't mean that you're done. You got to keep moving it higher. You can never be satisfied with how you're playing. You got to always strive to be better. And that is what's going to make my season a success, is to truly achieve every single goal that I set out for myself, and that's what will get me back here.
Excellent. Okay, we're sitting here on the verge of Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals, Vancouver versus Boston. Mm-hmm. I know that you'd love to be in this exact opportunity, because I know you thrive off of it. We're 1 year ahead, so next year, I know you want to go back to the National Hockey League. It's a goal of every professional player. Tell me what, if you were given the opportunity, what are some of the things that you're going to be focusing on to be that Hall of Fame style player?
Well, again, just like our last question, it comes in steps. You know, it's if I get the opportunity, right now the opportunity is to play well enough this season to get the opportunity to come back. Once I have that in my pocket, the opportunity, or the goal now, is to become the starting goalie on that team, however long that takes. And then from there, it's, you know, get into the top 10, get into the top 5, get into the top 3. And if you just focus on your job, the wins are going to come, the recognition is going to come, the championships are going to come if you just do your job. You know, don't worry about, oh, my team doesn't score enough goals, we take too many penalties, all this other stuff. You know, my goals are set so specifically to my own responsibilities. And if you take care of your own responsibilities, you know, that's all that really matters. That's all that anybody's going to look at. Because even if you're a goalie that's on an unsuccessful team, if you're a great goaltender, they're going to find you. And, you know, once I get there, the bar just keeps going up. Just keeps going up. One Stanley Cup is not good enough for me. I need 3 or 4 or 5 or whoever has the most. I want more than that person. So it's just never going to be good enough, and I'm going to keep playing until somebody looks me in the face and tells me I can't do it anymore. And, you know, hopefully that's at least 15 years down the road with 5 Stanley Cups in my pocket.
Quick prediction.
Oh, Vancouver. Vancouver. It's a no-brainer. I mean, you have Luongo. He's given up 1 goal in 3 games at home, and I know everyone's on the wagon, off the wagon with this guy. I would absolutely bet my life on Vancouver tonight, hands down.
Well, we've had a relationship now for when you were back in Bantam, all the way through to now. You're 26 years old, playing in the KHL as basically you're a superstar over there. Mm. And I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure watching you achieve your goals, and you know, being nervous that first time when we talked about should you go down to the United States and play junior hockey, to all the way being a superstar in the KHL. And I just really appreciate everything that you've done. And I'll always be in your corner, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.